October 29th, it's time for the Observation Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George IP.
Thank you, Craig. Well, let's start off with a couple of quick hits involving AI. Amazon allegedly replaced 40% of their AWS DevOps workers with AI days before that big AWS outage that crippled us all because we couldn't scroll while ignoring our families. And that really upset American life. Yeah. So,
technology and stuff.
But yeah, they had just replaced 40% of their DevOps workers, which is short for development operations.
Okay.
I don't know. With AI. And they did a huge round of layoffs. I think they had laid off, I think it was 15,000 people, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Replace them with AI.
Here it comes.
What?
Job market being impacted by AI.
It's all fine. Because we've made the switch to other types of economies. There'll be other jobs that'll replace them.
Hmm.
It's the same as everything was before.
Okay.
So
there's a very interesting theory out there that in 5 to 10 years, AI will have replaced so many jobs that the most coveted, highest paying jobs will be plumbers and electricians.
Mm-hmm.
And that the DeVry Institute for Technology and places like that will become the new Harvard and Yale. And because AI, those will be the last jobs that AI replaces. Now, eventually, they'll replace those jobs, too, with robots.
Robarts.
But we're already kind of seeing that, where computer science majors and, you know, people that are going into that realm, their jobs are first and more easily being replaced by AI. And now we're also seeing it, starting to see it, on the factory assembly lines. And pretty soon, it's only going to be the plumbers and the electricians are going to be the millionaires and billionaires.
Yeah, they already make a pretty good living.
Are they going to give them southern accents?
What do you mean?
The robots?
If they replace plumbers and electricians?
Yeah.
Not every electrician and plumber talks the way we make them talk.
Are they going to put a butt crack on the back of a robot plumber?
Although a lot of
band name.
Electricians and plumbers that I've used have had some of the deepest accents I've ever known.
Yep.
Well, you're not going to be doing that. You can't run that through that. That's got to be, code says you got to run that through rigid.
Anyway. Also, experts in the field of stuff. They've actually researchers at Texas A&M and University of Texas at Austin and Purdue found that AI that is based on LLMs, large language model AIs, they suffer significant cognitive decline when repeatedly trained on low quality online text, which weakens their reasoning. So they did this experiment. They found that AI also suffers from brain rot, that AI will go and just start reading a bunch of stuff that is real, has low cognitive nutritional quality, and it just gets addicted to it.
Wow.
They also found that AI can get addicted to gambling. They use these models to see how they would gamble, and they did all the same things as chronic gamblers, and they would chase losses, and they would go bankrupt. Most of them all went bankrupt.
By the way, that's what we talk about on the Musers, the podcast this week.
That's right.
We didn't talk about robot gambling.
But we talked about human gambling.
Yes.
And George made some startling confessions.
By the way, that just dropped this morning.
And he invented beer enemas. George gets into his history with beer enemas. So that happened. All right, costumes. You know, Halloween is just a couple days away, and you guys probably have not thought out your costume. Some people spend weeks and weeks working on their costume and coming up with it because they're really going to impress people with it, because it's stuff they've pulled together and sourced. Where was your food sourced?
Okay.
When I go to restaurants, I love haughty restaurants that on the menu, it tells you where they sourced things. But okay, most popular costumes for 2025.
Okay, I like these lists. This is for adults or kids or everybody?
I think this is everybody. I think this includes kids.
Hmm. Paw Patrol?
No, Paw Patrol is not number one.
Was it on the list, though? Was it on the top 10 or top 5?
I didn't find it in the
okay.
In the several pieces that I read.
Okay, now
I did find a consensus as to what kind of the number one most searched for and what they're what experts at A&M and Purdue and University of Texas at Austin are saying are going to be the most popular.
This is a very inexact list here.
Okay, I think I have a guess, and part of this is based on my family because our daughter is going as this person. But I think a lot of adults will also go as this person with their significant other dressed as this other person. She's going as Taylor Swift. And I'm guessing there'll be a lot of Taylor Swifts among the girls out there and adults, couples going as Taylor and Travis.
Yeah, I bet you that would be popular. That's not what they have at the top of this list, but that is a good guess. No, K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, yes.
One thing in the world right now that makes no sense to me.
Have you watched it? I haven't watched it.
I mean, I've seen clips, but no, I've not watched an episode.
I think it's a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Rumi, I guess that's how you pronounce the lead character's name with her. She's the one with the purple dragon braids, right?
Sure.
But yeah, Rumi is the number one, and then her fellow demon-slaying friends are idols.
So they're a
Zoe
band,
and Mira.
But on the side, they slay demons. They're like Ghostbusters slash band.
You're asking me? I haven't watched it yet. I don't know.
Okay.
Zoe has space buns, and Mira has bubblegum pink hair.
Sounds great.
And then there's Jinu? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And Derpy the Tiger. And Labubu is another popular one. That's the one for animals. You dress your dog as Labubu. That's a monster doll hybrid, yeah.
Monster dog?
Uh-huh. K-pop Demon Hunters. So that's topping the list, which we're all kind of ignorant on that. But also, Nightwing from DC Comics. Hamilton, people are still dressing.
Wow.
As characters from Hamilton. Donnie Darko has made a resurgence with the younger generation. That old movie.
Huh.
He dresses that creepy bunny, Donnie Darko. Toothless. No idea. Silent Hill's Nurse. Ladybug. I guess that's from Catboy and Ladybug. Whatever that was, that old show. It was very Y2K.
Toothless is old. How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also Astrid and Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon. That's another searched for costume. But when it comes to makeup, the number one most searched Halloween look, according to this one piece I read, is Kiss.
Wow.
People are still dressing.
Wow.
As the guys from Kiss.
Did that get a little pop in the wake of Ace Frehley's death?
I doubt that any young person even knew that Ace Frehley was still alive. But maybe so. Did you guys ever go as a Kiss member?
No.
No.
Well, don't say it disgustedly. It was pretty popular back in the day.
Yeah, one of my great friends from my childhood, Rich, he went 2, 3, 4, 5 years in a row as, I believe, Peter Criss.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would go as one of the deep cuts. I would go as the fox or the guy that had the ankh on his face. It was the people that replaced Peter Criss and Ace Frehley. They went with different costumes for like a couple years, and then the fans said, I don't know about that. And then Gene and Paul just said, we'll just put the new guys in the same costume as the old guys. Elphaba from Wicked. And Glinda, you know. Also Glinda, but Elphaba is the most popular one.
That was very big last year.
Yeah. I think putting all that green makeup on would be kind of gross.
Yeah.
Wednesday Addams, Addams Family. Any kind of Taylor Swift theme, Life of a Showgirl kind of theme, that's also still popular.
Any one of her eras.
Right. And still it's popular. Jason, Freddy, Pinhead, all those classic monster movies. Evil Guy, horror classics. Those guys are still, those costumes still sell.
Is this a cheap one? Dress up as Pope Leo with a White Sox hat on?
That's funny.
Barbie, SpongeBob, still popular.
Yes.
Cyberpunk aesthetic, that also is popular. And Beetlejuice.
Wow.
Had a newer Beetlejuice movie past year, so. And that's still popular.
Come on, just say it one more time.
Is that your Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, so overrated in Beetlejuice.
God. Don't even start.
It would have been so much better if they had a different actor in that role. God. Like Tom Selleck or something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I never saw it.
Oh, he was great.
Am I missing Beetlejuice?
Out? Is it great?
Yeah, I think he's fantastic. Yeah.
You need to see it just for Winona Ryder.
Okay.
She was so up my alley in that. She's all sullen.
Gothed out.
Gothed out, yeah.
Depressed. Yeah, Gordo once told me that his favorite kind of woman is...
This is not true, what he's about to say.
Brunettes that lack self-confidence.
That's not true. Yep. I like them with a lot of self-confidence.
And a bonus of the gothed out.
Oh, yeah. I was a real sucker for the gothed out girl. Give me any generic Cure fan, and I'm on that. That's great. All right, the end. Happy Halloween.